It's time for a look back on today's match. This is the Full Time Report with the voices of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore.
Atlanta United Soccer is brought to you by Equifax, The Home Depot, Mercedes-Benz, AT&T, Publix, Scana, Kaufman Tire, Lunazol, La Perea, Piedmont Healthcare, Heineken, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, and Associated Credit Union.
The home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Unofficial playoff theme song for Atlanta United. Jay Riddle got this started, and we're going to embrace it as the unofficial, I want to stress, unofficial playoff theme song of Atlanta United. Nothing's going to stop us now by Jefferson. I think they were Starship by the time this song was
I think they were
ended.
Actually just Starship. They had dropped the Jefferson at that point, too.
Well, they weren't. Oren Romain confirms, just Starship. But a perfect theme song for Atlanta United. Nothing's going to stop us now, and
perfect
nothing's
theme
stopped
song
them
for
tonight.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A chippy, physical match, and they break through with a 1-0 win on a glorified futsal pitch here at Yankee Stadium. And now, again, needing only a win or a draw to advance to the Eastern Conference Final. We have to do a very abbreviated version of the full-time report. We apologize for that. We'll talk much more about this tomorrow. We'll both be back in Atlanta. I'll be on Dukes and Bell. You'll be on Dukes and Bell as well. We're coming back tonight. There will be plenty of talk about this tomorrow. Let's go through a couple of our benchmarks really quickly, though. Start with the man of the match, presented by Heineken.
It's a tough battle. Parkhurst is in the running. Rometty's in the running. I got to give it to Leandro Gonzalez-Pirez. Always there when needed, covered a ton of ground so many times. He was able to not just make a big play, but cover the ground to make the big play. LGP was immense tonight.
Has to go to a defender. I mean, this defensive effort, Atlanta United, there were overtones of the Minnesota match a little bit when they were down a man, kind of hanging on at the end. This felt a lot more solid, but it's the dimensions of the pitch, how difficult it is to come here and win. Atlanta United's only the second team to win here this year. And the fact that New York City was out of gas at the end of this match. You could tell the third match in 8 days. This proves the value of getting the first round bye. But Atlanta United, how many key clearances tonight by Garza, by Escobar, Jeff Lorenowitz with a couple diving headers. You mentioned Parkhurst and LGP.
Here's what I love about this performance from Atlanta United. You rode through the valleys in the match for you. And what I mean is every match you're going to have ups and downs. You can't be dominant for 90 minutes. No team can. When you have those valleys, you have to get out of it and not get hurt. You give up, you score a goal. It's called back due to VAR. You don't let up. You get a goal. Start the second half. NYC is throwing everything at you. NYC dominated possession in the second half. You rode through that. You created a few opportunities in the second half to keep NYC honest. You started to run out of gas. You turned to Ezequiel Barco off the bench. Tito Villalba ran himself into the ground in 30 minutes. You bring on Ezequiel Barco, not known for that side of his game. He was chasing everything down on the field and gave this team a little bit of a lift at that point. You saw Rometty and Nagbe pick it up at that point. You need those moments. This was a team contribution. I mean, it's almost unfair to even go man of the match.
Yeah.
Because it took every player on the field tonight.
The men of the match, we'll say. All 11 for Atlanta United. And then Almiron with 45 valuable minutes in the first half. Denied a goal that we'll be talking about for a long time. In fact, let's go through the highlights right now. Looked like Atlanta United did score first in the 21st minute. Here was the apparent goal by Almiron. Here's Almiron swinging it into the arc where it's chested down by Garza. Wanted to take a volley, plays to Rometty instead at the end line. His cross to Almiron, who bounces a volley in! Miguel Almiron has scored! And Atlanta United has the critical road goal and a 1-0 lead in the 21st minute. but they didn't. And what we are being told is that Almiron was initially in an offside position when that play kind of fell out of the envelope. The flag stayed down. New York City, none of their players put their hand up. There wasn't vehement protest, but Kevin Stott and Alex Chilowitz, the referee and the VAR respectively, did check the play. They wiped the goal away. And the debate this week will be, because if Atlanta United would have had a 2-0 win tonight, the series basically over. The debate all week will be, was that a clear and obvious error?
Hopefully, it's a footnote in an Atlanta United victory. If it comes down to away goals, if it comes down to a goal, that replay will be brought up many times.
Fortunately, Atlanta United was able to get the goal back 16 minutes later. Joseph Martinez had the drive. Sean Johnson spilled the rebound. And wouldn't you believe, the first playoff goal in Atlanta United history is scored by Eric Rometty. Marone's right arm in the air. Gressel will strike it, play it to the top of the arc, and it's Joseph with a shot, save! Rebound is in for a goal! Try to VAR that one! You won't be able to! And it's Eric Rometty! 1-0 Atlanta United! And then we had Sunday Night Raw develop here at Yankee Stadium. Very physical match. New York City obviously very frustrated. Both teams had two players thrown into the book tonight. That'll be very important, which we'll get into later, because it's only two yellows for a suspension. But for all of those who thought Atlanta United was maybe a little too soft in big moments like this, they got an emphatic answer tonight because they rose to the physical challenge.
Yeah, if you want to bring the wrestling conversation into it, you know, I can go down that road with you. Sunday night is your pay-per-view night. That's your big show. This kind of felt like a Survivor Series kind of match. That's what it was. I wonder what NYCFC takes out of this. I wonder how they're feeling right now. Losing at home, they have to go on the road where they only had four wins all year. They have to win at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. A draw is not good enough. They have to feel very down at the moment, and it's Atlanta United who are the survivors coming out of it.
Now, before we get into the statistics, I want to point out that for every Atlanta United clean sheet, Atlanta United donates $2,000 to the Children's Health Care of Atlanta. With tonight's clean sheet, Atlanta United donates another $2,000 to make the current year total $18,000. Ninth clean sheet of the year for Brad Guzan, who had another great game at Yankee Stadium tonight, as he did on June the 9th.
A great game where he didn't have to make a save.
How about that?
That's what's amazing about it. The one back in June, he made 9 saves. Here, he doesn't have to make a save. Both great games.
The official stats, Atlanta United outshooting New York City 9-7. Atlanta United with 4 shots on target, none for New York City. Unofficially, Atlanta United shown with only 7 crosses tonight, which is a little bit interesting. 22 fouls for Atlanta, 19 for New York City. The corners were 9-7 in favor of New York City. They had a sequence where they had 3 corners in quick succession. Statistics really don't tell the full story, though. It was just a suffocating defensive performance by Atlanta United tonight. Almiron gave you a big 45. Do you think he can give you 90 next Sunday?
Hopefully. Hopefully he can at least get you to 60 and start to build on it. You're in a good spot, though. You don't have to start him in the same way because of the situation you have coming into it. You can manage him a little bit differently, maybe more like what Columbus did. If he's not ready to give you 90, you could bring him into the second half for a lift like Columbus did with Higuain.
And how must Atlanta United be feeling right now, knowing that Red Bulls have their backs up against the wall? They're going to need a 2-goal win in all likelihood in their home park next Sunday to get out of jail, because they lost to Columbus 1-0 today. And Atlanta United in the total catbird seat right now in this series. Like we said, again, only a draw gets them through. You do want to be careful. If you were to lose by 1 and New York City were to score 2 goals, you've got a big problem. Then you do not go through. So there's still a path forward for New York City. This doesn't kill them tonight. But, boy, Atlanta United entering this day, a lot of people thought they were maybe third choice in the East right now. They immediately become the favorite.
They're in a great spot right now. Columbus has that lead going to Red Bull Arena. Red Bulls have to score 2 goals if they want to win it, or they're having to go to a penalty shootout if they score 1 and don't give up anything. Red Bull has not been scoring a whole lot of goals here lately. Columbus went to Red Bull Arena and won earlier this season. Atlanta United, that 2-2 draw at Mercedes-Benz, if that's what you get, you're going through to the Eastern Conference Final. You're in a great spot here
No other top seed did this today. No other top seed went on the road and got a win in leg one.
Sporting Kansas City still needs to play, and that match will start about 15 minutes from now out in Salt Lake City. We're going to get to some of your tweets. We do apologize again for the abbreviated nature of the full-time report. I want to make sure you are 100% in the know on this. We are going to be talking about this match all day tomorrow on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Please do not think this is the extent of our coverage at all. Jason and I simply have to get back to Atlanta tonight. We have a plane to catch. We cannot go much longer tonight. We will spend extensive time on this tomorrow. Everything is better when Atlanta United wins, obviously, because with today's win, that's another donation of $1,000 to Piedmont Healthcare Foundation for a current total of $22,000. Wow, 22 wins. Think about that. Mm-hmm. As a not-for-profit hospital system, Piedmont Healthcare relies on the generosity of donors to expand healthcare services in our community. Atlanta United is proud to be a Piedmont donor. Couple tweets, and then we'll say goodnight. Ed Million, this was the team we've been missing. Atlanta United no longer looking lost. Way to grind out the win and take this back home in a very CONCACAF-style game.
It was a very CONCACAF-style game. Makes you feel good about CONCACAF Champions League early next year. This, honestly, to me, this wasn't the team we've been missing. This was a completely different animal altogether. We haven't seen this type of team, honestly, since Minnesota. And I'm glad you referenced that one, where backs against the wall, grinding it out, not pretty. They've been getting some results in games where they haven't had their best stuff. This was different. This was a fight against the top team. This was that win that we talked about it on the way over. What's the biggest win in club history? And we went through a few different. There really wasn't a definitive one. That problem solved now. This is it.
Scott Moore, aggressive, confident, tactically sound. This was more of what I expected last week. Tito looked off. I'm assuming he's not 100% healthy.
Right. I don't think he is. I mean, you know, he came on as a sub last week. I think he ran himself into the ground about 30 minutes in. He put in good work today. But you get bailed out with the Barco sub late, where he comes in and picks up that work.
And Ricky Ricardo references that. He says, how about that Barco defense at the end? Everyone killed it.
That's the thing is, when you have a substitute here in a game like this, you have to get something out of them. Even if it's not a goal and assist, you have to get a lift from them. Barco gave you that today in an unorthodox spot for him, and he was able to give that lift when they needed it, when the legs were starting to get heavy. Great, great performance all the way around, and a different type of win for Atlanta United. That makes you feel pretty good when you get into more playoff matches.
David Franklin, these wins aren't going to be pretty, especially in the playoffs. Matter of fact, the way we won today is more playoff worthy than a multi-goal match, in his opinion. Garza, Parkhurst, LGP played like Grady Jarrett, Jack Crawford, and Tack McKinley today.
They
not
did.
Wrong.
No, not wrong at all. It was a great performance, and it was a physical performance. This team's not known for that side of their game as much. They fought through a lot tonight.
Okay, short time remaining. Again, I really do apologize. We wish we could do more tonight. We have to catch the charter. Strategy now for next Sunday. Knowing a draw gets you through, but if I know anything about Tata Martino and the way that Atlanta United approaches situations like these, I don't expect them to just go out there and play negative soccer next Sunday.
No, you have to block that out. A draw does get you through, but you can't go into a match of 90 minutes and play for a draw. I thought Tata Martino got the tactics 100% correct tonight. 3-5-2 was the way to go. You had great pairing with Gonzalez, Pires, Parkhurst, and Larenowitz, who we did not expect to be one of the center backs tonight. It shows that work that they did earlier in the season where those three played together, it paid off. You got good performances around the field. You got 45 from Miguel Almiron, and it was probably about a coin flip to start Miguel Almiron and know you're only going to get 45 or to use him as a second-half sub. I think Tata Martino starting him tonight was the move that ended up giving Atlanta the lift to win this match.
All right, Oren, get some Starship queued up for us, please, to play us out. Atlanta United, 1-0 winners tonight here at Yankee Stadium against New York City. Only the second time New York City has lost in this park all year. We don't know the kickoff time yet for next Sunday. We will know by the end of tonight. So keep an eye on Twitter. Stay tuned to 92.9 The Game. We will be on either at 5:30 or 7 o'clock next Sunday night for Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where Atlanta United will try to punch a ticket to the Eastern Conference Final. If they go all the way, They will host the MLS Cup Final on December the 8th. This was the first step tonight. Three more to go. Eric Rometty's goal giving Atlanta United a 1-0 win. For Jason Longshore and Oren Romain and the rest of our crew, I'm Mike Conti. All I need is you. I know my wife's listening. We'll land at 1:30 in the morning. See you then. We'll be back next Sunday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.